And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. If you missed the first hour, feel free to go back and give it a listen on radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net. Or if you podcast through iTunes, you can podcast this show. And you'll get a listen of the first 10 of the top 20. Stephen Karlick with some music news for you. And also a little interview with Tupperware Remix Party, a great band out of Toronto. And we were glad to talk to them. And great music they've got coming out. They really do have a, I'm going to say like a Daft Punk sort of sound to them, and it's really cool, really good stuff. Of course, I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well, and we're now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website, you ask? Well, Brian, what will they find?
They'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at that fine website, which again is earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We are bringing you the top 20 every single week, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which are our airing partners here at the Earshot 20. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go and check it out.
All kinds of information there. You can also find us online, earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to get in contact with us and all are great ways to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. All right, well, let's kick it all off then with the number 10.
Well, not enough songs are named after Roman numerals, but this one is from Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Their new record's called Club Meds. It's at number 10, day after number 7. This track is called 16XVI for anyone out there not familiar with the Roman numerals. Not enough use these days.
I always get confused when I'm watching the Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest. I never know what Super Bowl it is. I'm like 1004. I have no idea.
After that is Hey Rosetta, number 9. And for number 14, their new one's called Second Sight. You're going to hear a track called Harriet. And Melt in Your Home is a new track from Freak Heat Waves at number 8. Up for number 12 from their release on Hockey Dad Records called Bonnie's State of Mind.
Here's your number 10 this week, Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, XVI. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Wrestling the day since the staff crept away. Sort of sleeping awake and just waiting, waiting. I'm just they say it's okay to ring that bell again. You see, hook, line, and sinker, I'm in for the ride. Got my eye on the prize, and I know if I show that I'm willing to try to do it their way. No.
Hates you too, don't you think I'm
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
That was Melting Your Home by Freak Heat Waves. At number 8 up for number 12 is their latest Bonnie's State of Mind. At number 9 up for number 14, you heard from Hey Rosetta. They have a new record out called Second Sight. And you heard Harriet. And we also heard 16 by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Their latest is called Club Meds. It's on Arts and Crafts. And this week, it started off our set, started off this hour of the program at number 10, down from number 7.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We are counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't gone to the site and checked it out, you should. All kinds of information that you can find there about the charts and just, you know, you can see the full list. And also, if you head over to exclaim.ca, you'll find different types of information, but all kinds of great information, all kinds of news for you in terms of what's happening in the music world. Stephen Karlick back on the line with us in this hour of the program, and we're chatting, we're kicking things off with what, Stephen, you told me before we came on was a feel-good story about someone listening to Nickelback relentlessly to raise money. So I can't wait to hear what this is all about.
I liked that you teased in the first hour, you teased the second part of our time together by saying, story about Nickelback coming up. So if you're still tuning in, the story here, so some people go on marathons to raise money for charity, others shave their heads. One brave soul, his name is Jesse Carey, has pledged to listen to Nickelback's catalog on a continuous loop for an entire week. And so far, he's raised more than $18,000 in donations. Jesse Carey is raising cash for Charity: Water, with aims to build a well for a community in need. He initially set his campaign goal at $5,000, but then raised it to $10,000. He's now exceeded that number by a significant margin, and there are still 41 days left in the campaign. Clearly, obviously, Carey has a good sense of humor, even in the face of being subjected to 168 consecutive hours of Nickelback.
Oh my lord, this poor guy.
He's calling it appropriately the Nickelback Challenge, which is quite wonderful if you ask me. It began on February 16th and will run until February 22nd. In response to the successful campaign, Carey has written, quote, "Thank you to everyone who has given and supported my dream to plumb the depths of the human psyche as I embark on mankind's greatest test of the powers of good and evil. In the battle between the music of Nickelback and the human spirit, who will emerge victorious?" And with $18,000 raised, it seems like a community in need is going to come out victorious, as Carey's money will go towards building who knows how many wells now that I think about it. Of course, Nickelback are the butt of many jokes. You can go to exclaim.ca. If you read the story there, there are links to all of our stories about Nickelback's many run-ins with people who are not fans. So, hey, they've done a good thing here by subjecting their band to Jesse Carey and raising money.
It's good stuff. I can only say that I feel like actors have said before that have played the Joker in Batman have said that it really messes you up. I feel like listening to Nickelback that long might have the same effect to this kid, so I just hope that he comes out okay on the other end.
He may or may not come out with a soul patch.
Oh, God. All right, well, we'll move on and some news about Julie Fader and Graham Walsh to share.
Yes, I talked a little bit about Graham Walsh in the first half of the program. He helped produce the Mets album that I told you all about. News also from him about the fact that he and Julie Fader have recorded a debut album as Etiquette. They previously announced that it would be called Reminisce and that it would be out on March 24th, but now full details for the album have been released. Fader and Walsh of the band Holy Fuck have created an album that includes 9 songs, a few of which have already been heard. A press release reports that, quote, "a hazy nocturnal vibe permeates the tracks, and their style relies on the intersection of Fader's intimate songwriting and Walsh's, quote, otherworldly future-shocked sonics." You can find the track list at exclaim.ca as well as their tour schedule. They have a few dates in Ontario this spring, but we expect more to come. You can also hear new singles like Brown and Blue and the song Outside In, so cool stuff from them.
Yeah, we look forward to see what's on the horizon. And one more story before we get to your song pick of the week. And I know a lot of people who are fans of this festival, so it'll be good news for them to hear about it. And like we've been talking about over the past few weeks, it's actually festival announcement season. Oshiega has announced some of their lineup.
Yeah, Oshiega in Montreal, of course, has become somewhat of an international destination, I think, for concert goers. They've started to reveal their 2015 lineup, just the first 10 acts so far. Which is appropriate as this is actually their 10th anniversary. Celebrating their 10 years, Oshiega, appropriately enough, revealed 10 acts on February 12th. Those initial artists include Run the Jewels, Interpol, Caribou and Daphne, both of Dan Snaith's projects, apparently, Schoolboy Q, Father John Misty, Milky Chance, Kygo, the Abbott Brothers, Marina and the Diamonds, and Stromae. That's all we know for now, which is enough, apparently, for a lot of festival goers who are very stoked about the lineup announcement, which we'll get the rest of on March 24th. Oceaga will, of course, take place July 31st, August 2nd at Montreal's Parc Jean Drapeau, and, of course, more to come at Exclaim.ca about the festival and tons more.
It's exciting stuff, and I must say, quite a few names that I'm familiar with in the list, the initial list, and I really, Milky Chance has a song that's out that I'm really digging, and you know what, I can't remember the name of it now, it's just escaped me, but they're awesome. So
cool.
There you go, check it out. All right, Stephen, we will throw it over to you for your song pick of the week. I know you said you're doing a throwback, it's an oldie, but you can give it to us, and thanks very much for joining us on the program again this week.
Thank you. I've been telling you throughout the program to head to exclaim.ca, and no reason is better right now, especially given the winter that the East Coast and Central Canada is experiencing. We've compiled a list of the 25 best Canadian songs about winter. As March looms and winter lingers, we start to get antsy about when the season will end, but it has inspired a lot of great songs, and we try to get at that in our playlist of 25 of the best about Canadian winter. This is one of them. I'll tell you it's in the top 10, but I won't tell you where it falls within that top 10. You've heard it before if you're listening to this program. It's by a band called Arcade Fire. It's the first song from their first album. This is Neighborhood Number 1, Tunnels, on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, Sleater-Kinney, Father John Misty, White Horse, Viet Cong, Panda Bear, and our annual Reader's Poll results. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
know my love, if you only knew how I long for you. How I waste my days wishing you would come around, just to have you around. What a dear, what a sweet little babe. This cannonball in the bosom of your belly is just a kick in your belly. And oh my God, what a world you have made here. What a terrible world, what a beautiful world. What a world you have made here. What a world you have made. What a world you have made. What a world you made.
That was 12/17/12, or possibly December the 17th, 2012. I'm uncertain, but it's a track from the Decemberists off of their new record, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, at number 6, up from number 9. We also heard at number 7, up from number 11, a new one from Panda Bear, from Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, a track called Crosswords. And we heard a great old classic from Arcade Fire called Neighborhood Number 1 Tunnels, which was Stephen Karlick's pick this week in reference to a new article that you can go find online and exclaim about some winter songs.
It's Earshot 20. We take a break from the charts right now to catch up with the Fortunate Ones. And it's a Newfoundland-based folk pop duo made up of Andrew James O'Brien and Catherine Allen. The pair recently released their debut album, The Bliss, and will celebrate the release with a number of tour dates this month. Andrew James and Catherine are here to chat about the record and the upcoming tour, and welcome both of you to the Earshot 20.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So The Bliss is a great title for an album, and the word can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Is there a reason you chose it as the title for this album?
Well, I think for us, the album title came from the title track called The Bliss. And I think for us, that song was written about, you know, being present in any and all of your emotions and any and all of your moments. So often we're striving and trying to achieve this happiness, and you know, I think that happiness or joy won't have any weight unless you go through other emotional experiences. So it's important to give credence and room for your sadness, your anxiety, your worry, your any emotion, because like I said, that juxtaposition makes happiness much more profound. And that's kind of, you know, we're always in a constant search for the bliss, as we like to look at it, and you know, the song itself is kind of like a reminder to ourselves to keep in that pursuit in the face of any kind of situation that we might come up against.
And you note artists such as Sherman Downey in The Ambiguous Case, The Ones, Amelia Kerr, and Jen Grant, to name a few, as artists that you like. Do you draw influence from your music, or for your music, from any of these artists?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. You know what? I think those bands that you just listed, and others from the East Coast as well, are probably my biggest inspiration in doing what we do. I don't think, you know, without those trailblazers that have kind of done it before us, I don't think I would have believed that this whole crazy life would be possible for us, you know what I mean? They were the first ones that we saw to kind of go out there and do it and take a chance on this kind of crazy career and awesome career. And so seeing them do it, I think, you know, regardless of whether necessarily their music influences our, you know, songwriting or anything like that, definitely just the kind of, just the way that they go about their careers with such grace and humility, that definitely inspires us in everything that we do.
And mentioning Jen Grant, she is one of your featured guests on the album. When did you make the decision to collaborate and have guests appear as part of this release?
Well, we blindfolded Jen Grant in the middle of the night, and we carried her up the driveway and into the studio, and when she came to, the microphone was in front of her, and the record button was on.
I feel like that's the best way to do it, really.
We captured her in the dead of night and forced her to sing on the record, and she did. And we're so... for the listeners out there, that is not true. we, of course, made the record with Dan Ledwell, who is an amazing producer and Jen Grant's husband. So we were fortunate not only to have Jen's voice on the record, but she makes a heck of an oatmeal as well.
And your upcoming tour includes stops in your home province of Newfoundland, as well as New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Quebec, and Ontario, so all kinds. Is there anything that's most exciting about getting out to tour your debut album?
Yeah, you know what? This album and album release has been in the works for an entire year, and I think just getting out there and playing and being able to actually, you know, have a record in hand for people, it's so gratifying because, like I said, like, we've been working on this for the better part of a year and just waiting. We were actually planning on putting out this record last spring, and actually after a conversation with Jen Grant and Dan Ledwell, they kind of asked us, well, guys, you know, what's the rush in putting out this album? You know, you don't have a label right now. You know, there's no rush. So why don't you put in some legwork kind of before you put it out so that perhaps you'll get, you know, a bigger reception when the album does come out. So that's exactly what we did. And I'm really happy that we did that. And it's super gratifying now to have that in hand finally when we go out. And you know what? We're just really excited to play for people because the past couple of months we've kind of just really been immersed in the preparation. So to get out and get at our instrument and just to play again is amazing.
I think we want to return the favor for all the kindness and support we've been receiving over the past couple of years. And now, you know, even though the record's only 2 days old, the response over the past couple of days from people has just been incredible. So now I feel like it's up to us to kind of pay it back. You know, it's not a right to be able to do what we're doing. It's a complete privilege, and we remind ourselves of that in every situation that comes up day to day in this life. It's crazy. Like right now, we were driving across Newfoundland today to do this, to head from, you know, to the next gig tonight, and there's snow. It's crazy blizzard conditions, but you know, we wouldn't really want to be doing anything else. And it's the people out there and our friends and family and new people and new friends that we're making along the way that remind us of how special it is to be able to do it. And so we just drive a little bit slower through the blizzards and just remind ourselves of how lucky we are to be, you know, in this racket.
Well, all kinds of dates, including one in St. John, New Brunswick on the 26th of February at Magnolia Cafe. So if you're hearing this on our home station in St. John, be sure to check out that show. And you can also find the other remaining tour dates as well as all kinds more information at fortunateones.ca. So head on over to their website. Catherine, Andrew James, thanks for chatting with us and good luck with the tour.
Oh, man, total pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Here is Fortunate Ones in an Earshot Extra spot this week, a song from the album The Bliss. Stick around, there's more of the charts coming on the way as well. It's the Earshot coming.
Earshot Extra.
Can't find a foe or friend to do this darkness in. Shadows creep and bend. I cannot pretend that I don't miss my home or that I'm not alone. Now I must atone for all the time I've wasted. But this is what I chose. Long nights and endless road. All this letting go. Who was I to know? I miss my family. If they could only see all that I've become. Alone and on the run. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay. I am fading under dying light. Through the dark, for words to say it right. I am restless, I am losing sleep. Kept up by promises I knew I'd never keep. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. That's alright, my heart's okay. 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 Okay. My heart's okay. My heart. Where's inspiration? Where is urgency? They are like passing ships that keep eluding me. I've got a good heart and I've got able hands. Give me back my eyes, lead me to the land. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
With your headphones on, through the drizzle pane of a wet slate roof, sun will turn to rain. Why are you the one? Couldn't take the pain. Something good will happen, wait and see. Something good will happen, wait and see. Do you spend your day second-guessing fate, looking for a way to live so divine? Drop your side pretense, you'll be doing fine. You will flourish like a rose in June. You will flourish like a rose in June. Ever had a little faith? Ever had a little faith? Morning came, hope rose up in your heart, girl. It felt a shame. Morning came, roll away the stone of doubt, girl. If you'll come, then listen now for the quiet voice, the sign from the was now. As the sound of driving traffic, as the madman's drunken attic, you climb the stair, it's dark and it's drafty. Smell of incense growing you, sky of light imploring you to. And she ran from street to street, looked up and down. Must have missed him. If she could only find him, she would throw her arms around and kiss him tenderly. She would give herself on bended knee, never thinking if it's wrong or right. Hurry, sister, there's a little light. Never had a little faith. Had a little faith. Who can you trust? Trust the little man. Whispers in the trees and the river can speak the calming verse from the age of break. Something good will come from now. A thing, something
Shot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Gimme Love by Sleater-Kinney. They sit still at number 4. Their new record is called No Cities to Love. Before that, number 5, it was last week's number 2, Belle and Sebastian. Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance is their new one for Matador. And you heard a track called Ever Had a Little Faith. And we also had a chat with The Fortunate Ones. And we heard a track from their latest called The Bliss.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And of course, big thanks to all the folks that joined us on this program. And it is that simple. If you reach out to us via email, Facebook, or our Twitter, we will get you on to do an interview and a little feature of your newest and latest and greatest of what you've put out in the past year. We've got 3 more tracks. We're going to get to those in just a couple of minutes, but first, we are going to cut to a segment that we do every week, and it's some insight, a little snapshot of what's happening below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the full top 50 from the national top 50 of where we get the charts, but we'd like to tell you what's coming in below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
8 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the lowdown this week with the release on the cusp at number 50 from Montreal's Kirby Tash, named after the villain from The Adventures of Tintin. The debut album from the post-punk three-piece is entitled On Firm Ground. CGSW 90.9 FM, the campus-based community radio station in Calgary, held their most recent funding drive in October. Big Friday, a morning program hosted by station manager Mike Atkinson, had local producers on the show for 9 weeks to produce a new track over the span of the program from scratch over 3 hours. The tracks have been collected in the Sunrise Sessions Season 1 compilation, which comes in at number 48. We caught up with the Nova Scotian 2 weeks ago, and now Christina Martin's latest album, I'll Be Alright, debuts at number 44. At number 43, Range Anxiety is the second album from Melbourne lo-fi garage indie pop quartet Twerps. Fernie BC folk pop group Shred Kelly are back with a new album at number 40 called Sing to the Night. Next up at number 35, I Love You, Honey Bear is not my ode to you, Anthony, but rather the second studio album from Baltimore-born singer-songwriter and former Fleet Foxes drummer Jay Tillman under his father, John Misty, moniker.
I'm still going to pretend you were talking to me.
Sure. New York-based saxophonist Matanda Roberts returns with the third chapter in her Coin Coin project entitled River Run Thee at number 34. And we close out the lowdown with Halifax-based group Moon's self-titled debut at number 28.
All right, thanks for that, Brian, my honey bear. That's so good. That's the good stuff. We've got three more tracks. Here we go. We're going to kick it all off now with number three. Will our number one be the same? You'll have to wait and see.
All right, you're going to hear the title track from Siskiyou. Their latest is on Consolation, and it's called Nervous.
Shot 20. Number 2.
Bed.
Earshot 20, number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pointless Experience by Viet Cong from their self-titled record at number one again this week. And number two up for number three is White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned, and Downtown. And we kicked it all off in that set with the title track from Siskiyou's latest called Nervous at number three up for number five.
That does it for the Earshot 20 again this week. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this every week. You can check us out online, facebook.com/earshot20. At Earshot 20 is our handle on Twitter, earshot20@gmail.com, our email, and you can also download and podcast this show. Thanks to all the stations that are airing the program, and join us next week. A brand new countdown will be on the way. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.